They were strategically built to catch the evening breeze by German and Czechoslovakian farmers who scratched their hard-won livelihoods out of the central Texas hill country. And their names conjure forth a sense of the isolation of these small immigrant farming communities a century ago. Names like the Twin Sisters Dance Hall, the Hanging Tree Saloon, the Queehee Gun Club, and perhaps the most famous of them all, the Dance Hall in Leukenbach, Texas. That more than 100 of these small-town Texas dance halls still survive seems remarkable. But on Friday and Saturday nights, rural families with their children in tow and young couples in cowboy hats still come to drink a few beers and dance across ancient oak floorboards. On a warm night at the dance hall in Yulin, Texas, about 25 miles outside of Austin, farmers, ranchers, and working men two-step with their wives. A little girl stands gingerly on her grandfather's feet as they slowly waltz, a small smile on the old man's face. Sisters dance together and high school students stare into each other's eyes as they glide smoothly to the music. Although the polkas and brass bands at the turn of the century have given way to traditional country western, the essence of these old dance halls remains the same.
It's just real family orientated. You can bring your kids out here. You don't have to worry about any problems. If there's any kind of problems, it'll be taken care of immediately. And it's just a real relaxed atmosphere out here.
Al and Nelda Seitz have been coming to the dance hall in Yulin for 32 years.
The kids, they're now 36, 37. We brought them when they were little. You could bring them out here. All the other kids their age would get out on the dance floor and dance, you know, have a big time. You don't find places like this anymore.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairy man tale that's come true.
In the age of digital video discs and multiplex cinemas, these old dance halls are cultural evidence that it's still possible to create a sense of community. William Elsie runs the dance hall in Yulin along with his mother. The bar was built in 1893, the dance hall added in 1912. Somewhere in the 50s, the name of the place got changed from the Yulin Dance Hall to Club 21. Nobody seems to remember exactly when or why that happened. But William Elsie says the dance hall has always been an important piece of the fabric of life in Yulin, population 360.
You know, people come in, they tell me their troubles and what's happened that day and how hot it is and we need rain or we don't need rain, I got to get the grain out or whatever, you know. And it's just something that you become accustomed to listening to, and you kind of help them through it as the day ends, you know. You kind of help them through that part of the day that they come to tell you about.
Elsie's 86-year-old mother, Martha, has owned the place since the early 60s. She and her son live in a beautiful old farmhouse right next to the dance hall. Martha's been going to the dance hall for more than 70 years. She says it was quite a bit different when she was a young girl in the late 1920s.
They had benches all around the hall. The women would sit on the benches and the men would stand in the middle of the hall.
Martha Elsie says that after a song was over, there was no lengthy fraternization between the sexes.
The boys would go back and stand in the middle, and the girls would go and sit down. Mostly that was it, and the girls couldn't go in and out like they do now. They had to stay in the... I know our daddy told us, you have to stay in the hall, don't go outside.
These dance halls have played another important role besides being a center of community. For 80 years, they have incubated and nurtured country western music and the careers of the great songwriters. It was in these dance halls in the 1920s that Bob Wills created a new sound called Western Swing. In the 40s, Ernest Tubb, Hank Thompson, and Lefty Frizzell created honky-tonk music. And in the early 70s, Willie Nelson left Nashville in frustration and instead played his music in these old Texas dance halls before he finally hit it big.
I thought for so long that you were just mine. But diamonds don't prove love, no matter how they shine.
Geronimo Trevino III is a singer and songwriter who loves to play these old dance halls and who is writing a book about their history. He says the country music legends still come to play from time to time in the dance halls where they started. Trevino says that the musicians certainly aren't getting rich playing these dance halls.
No, we do it because we love it. We make a little money, but the money part isn't important. It's just getting out there and not letting anything get in the way of the music.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
But for the people who come to drink and dance in these cathedral-like halls, the music is part of a larger whole. These dance halls are places where families come to play together and where values are passed from generation to generation. Kip Portis is a local from Yulin who's been coming to the dance hall for 33 years.
It's family-oriented. And you find the mothers and the grandmothers teaching the granddaughters how to dance. And the grandsons come and they learn to be polite. And that's probably one of the most important things that we like to do around here. Say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, yes, sir, no, sir. That's what it amounts to.
On the street outside Club 21, young couples and groups of friends sit on lowered pickup truck tailgates and talk and cool themselves in the night air. It's dark, and the stars stand out brightly in the sky. A little after midnight, there is a strange sight. A long stretch limo pulls up in front of the dance hall, and a young couple, both in their early 20s, climb out. She's wearing a white wedding dress, and he's in a tux, his tie dangling around his neck. As they wobble up the steps, it's clear they've participated in many happy toasts to their future. Sharon and Coy DeVinny say they've come here from their reception because this is where they met.
When was it? It was years ago on New Year's Eve, and I don't remember.
We had a good time. I love her.
I love you.
As their bemused chauffeur looks on, for the first time as man and wife, Coy and Sharon DeVinny take an unsteady turn around the old dance hall floor. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Yulin, Texas.